So my name is Katie Gere. Like Rosie said, I did grow up in the Unitarian Church in Berkeley. Slightly larger room, but same general feeling. Trees all around us definitely make me feel like this place is my home just as much as there was. Last year, about this time, I did another service on atheist spirituality. So I'm going to try not to repeat too much, but I definitely do identify as an atheist as well as a Unitarian. I don't really see those things as being contradictory in any way. Really, they complement each other very well for me. But I don't comfortably identify as a churchgoer either. I've been coming here for 2 years, and if someone that is not a super close friend asks me if I want to get together for breakfast on Sunday, I'm like, oh, I'm busy. I could, like, meet you for lunch or something. But it almost never occurs to me that the first thing should be like, oh, I'm going to be at church. And I don't really think I had any discomfort with that for a really long time. It was okay for me to be just uncomfortable with the whole word church, just like I'm uncomfortable with the whole word God. They go together in a lot of people's minds, including mine. And so it was totally okay for me to say, I can be a Unitarian and I can say that to my close friends, but it's just not anyone else's business, so I just don't need to use that word church. And if somebody asks me if I'm religious, I can say, well, I'm an atheist. And this is what I do. Because that seems like a label. I'm okay, like, proclaiming loudly. But even being a Unitarian Universalist, which is, we're a pretty liberal bunch, it's a little uncomfortable for me to say to someone I don't know well, yes, I have a religion, and here's what it is. So the question is that a problem? Is that a bad thing? I don't know. I definitely thought it was no big deal for a really long time, and recently have been like, oh, this is something I should work on. So that's what I'm here to talk about today. So what does a churchgoer mean? Anybody have a definition? See, this is where I treat you like my class. You don't have to answer. Eventually, the pause will get long enough, and I'll answer it for you. Yes? Someone who goes to church, right? It really, good job. Bravo. A plus. So that shouldn't be that uncomfortable a thing, right? I'm just saying I go a place once a week. I'm comfortable saying I'm a Cub Scout leader. I do that once a week. I'm comfortable saying I'm a teacher. I do that like every day. So why should it be weird to say, yes, I'm a churchgoer. I go to church every Sunday. It's just another place we go. So I want you guys to think about, and you don't have to raise your hand if you don't want to, if you've ever been uncomfortable saying, I'm a churchgoer. Yeah? Okay. Good job, guys. If you've ever been uncomfortable saying, yes, I have a religion. Yeah. But why should it be uncomfortable, right? Like, the vast majority of people all over the entire world have a religion. Maybe it's not the same as ours, but they have something. And a whole lot of people, the majority of people in the United States, identify as some religion. And a lot of them have no problem saying, yes, I am a churchgoer. So why should we have a problem with this? So I've thought a lot about recently why I have a problem with it. Maybe you will come up with a different problem in your mind, but I'm going to talk about what I've thought about. But we're going to depart for just a minute. So my son Max is 9 now. He just finished the third grade. And like many very precocious 9-year-olds, in the past year he has experimented with swearing. I mean, nothing really bad yet. Sometimes when he's shy, he spells them out instead. Don't know where he got that one. But this is a problem at school, right? At home, I can say, well, this is our home, and words are just words, and as long as we're being respectful to other people, I will allow these words and not those words. I can do that at home. but school is not up to me. There are words that he gets in trouble for saying, whether they're directed at a person or not, just even other kids hearing them, it's a problem. And so what is the advice you give to an 8-9-year-old who wants to swear at school when he drops something on his toe? Right? What do you say? Anybody had this? You ever had to tell a kid not to swear at school? No? Yeah? What'd you say? Did you give them any advice about how not to swear at school? Use a substitute word. That is absolutely, that is what I did. I'm pretty sure maybe that's what my mom did to me. I don't remember. And so you tell them, well, you can't say that word, but you can say this other word that's like a substitute. So if you drop that book on your toe or you get really mad, you can say fudge, or you can say snickerdoodle, or you can say, you know, whatever silly word, and you'll know what you mean. Right? But nobody else will know, and then that way you're not going to get in trouble. But it's not very satisfying to say fudge. It's just not. It's not very satisfying to get really, really mad and say, oh, snickerdoodle. I mean, even if I know what I mean, the whole point is I want everyone else to know what I mean. And so while this is the standard advice, and this is even the advice I gave Max, it's just not, it's not the same. I don't know that there is better advice about kids swearing at school, but that's the problem, right? It's just not the same. And so people have said on this topic of church going and being religious, well, you know, you just reclaim the word. And I can say I am a churchgoer, and I know that means to me that I come here and we sing songs and it's not all about God and I don't have to pretend to drink blood and I don't have to do any other things that I'm really uncomfortable with. But the problem is other people are reading a different definition than I am. And so even if I say in my head, I am a churchgoer, which means I go to the Unitarian Church and we sing songs and we go downstairs afterwards and have coffee and nothing weird whatsoever, and it totally fits in with my being an atheist. That's not what other people are hearing, unless I say all of that every time, and that would get old. So, if it's not very satisfying to just change the definition in my head, should it matter what I say to other people? Should I say, yes, I am religious, I am a Unitarian Universalist? Rah. Should I say, yes, I am a churchgoer, I go pretty much every Sunday, I go to events, I volunteer, it's really important to me, it makes me feel connected to my community, and you guys are awesome. So is it important that I can say that to other people? So here's part, there's two reasons I think that maybe it is more important than I used to think it was. The first is, it's a type of discrimination. And it took me kind of a while to land on that in for myself, but if I just say, yeah, I'm going to church to someone I don't know, I assume that they're reading into it that I'm going to a probably Christian, some flavor of Christian church, and what I'm saying is I'm uncomfortable with being identified as a type of Christian. Now, why should that be uncomfortable? Does that mean I think less of Christians? Does that mean I think there's something wrong with people who do mean all of that standard assumed stuff? So if I don't want to be labeled as a churchgoer because that's what I'm reading into other people when they say it, that's kind of a me problem. And that's something I'm not okay with, right? Back of the service, handy-dandy reference here. Acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations. So I'm not accepting other people's religion as being as good as mine. That's not very nice. Inherent worth and dignity of every person. I'm saying I don't want to be associated with those church-going people. That's probably not very nice either. Justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. Like, I'm hitting a lot of them. That's not good. If I am a Unitarian Universalist, which I definitely believe I am, I'm really supposed to try hard to live up to these seven principles. Like, we don't have a whole huge book that I have to live up to, right? That's nice. But they fit on, like, a little quarter sheet of paper, but that means I should really, like, live up to those, especially because I really agree with all of them. So if the problem is that I don't like the word church or the word God or the word religion, really, I could make this a longer list. If I don't like those words, why is that? It's probably because I am identifying something in there that I am not comfortable with. But that's a me problem. That's not a whole rest of the world problem. And it's probably something that maybe I should work on. Maybe you don't all need to work on this. That's okay. You can come to your own free and responsible truth and meaning. See, got another one in there. But definitely, for me, my recent introspection has been that it's not fair of me to put all of my anti-church discrimination baggage out on all the other people I meet, that I really should be able to say, yes, I am religious. What are you going to do about it? My religion might not be your religion, but we certainly want to be accepting of everybody's, right? So I should be able to own the one that I do like. And church going probably should go in there too. It should be okay for me to say, I am going to church on Sunday morning. It's okay. I may not do at my church what you do at your church, but we're all good. Okay, so that's problem number one. I've discovered that I think it says something not so great about me that I'm not comfortable with those things, not so much maybe about the rest of the world. So number two is, do we in fact need to get comfortable with this? Is it important other than just for my own sake? So if I believe that this is something I need to work on, then I should be working on it. But that doesn't really impact any of you. You can come to your own conclusions. So the reason that maybe it's more than just a me thing, and maybe it's a Unitarian Universalist community thing, is that we would like to see our community grow. We would like to be able to outreach to all sorts of people. We would like to be able to talk and converse and bond with all different types of people and religions. And I'm a mathematician at heart, so I brought statistics. I didn't put them on a PowerPoint this time, see, so I'm making progress. I did last year. But there was a Pew Research study looking at the religious landscape of the United States. And they found that there's a... If you break things down by age group or by generation, generations are a little fuzzy, so I think age group is probably a little more exact, and you ask people about things like their religious affiliation and their practicing, they say that across all the age groups, people have roughly the same experience of spirituality. They identify moments of wonder at the universe. They identify moments of connection to the whole world. But there's a really marked decline with things like church going as you get younger and younger. So why is that? And so there's a couple of follow-up studies saying, okay, so you don't go to church. Why don't you go to church? And there was two major reasons. One was the amount of people that are identifying as unaffiliated or nothing or atheist or agnostic or other is growing a lot. It's went up 7.2% in 8 years, which when you think about the population of the United States, that's a lot of people. And people are feeling uncomfortable, even if they are identifying as Christian or Jewish or one of, you know, those 10 large ones at the top. We're not at the 10 large ones. We're like way down here. Even if people are identifying as religious, they're feeling uncomfortable with the idea of attending church, or they're attending church but feeling uncomfortable with the idea of labeling themselves as churchgoers. So why is that? And I couldn't find any really, really good studies that say exactly why it was, which is why I had to come up with my own reasons. But there's this feeling that people want this, like, community experience. They want this sense of connection. They want some place to go with shared values and shared ideals, but they don't know if they want to call it church. I don't really know how to combat that completely. But I think part of it is me saying, I am a churchgoer, right? Because if I can say, yes, this is me, and I am a science-believing, liberal, atheist, you know, you can put a whole bunch of labels on there, and I am willing to identify as a Unitarian Universalist, and I'm willing to identify as a churchgoer, then maybe that will be one more drop in the bucket of like, oh, well, this doesn't have to mean, like, you know, something you saw in a movie a long time ago, or that Catholic church that somebody dragged you to that made you a little uncomfortable. That's my husband's problem. That's why he doesn't come. Other than it being in the morning. Maybe if we held church at like 9 o'clock at night, he would come, but I don't know. And it's the getting over that sense of discomfort is going to be really hard for me. Either saying, yes, I have a religion that I am willing to identify with, or saying, yes, I go to church every Sunday, much less both. It's probably going to take a while before I can say both of those at the same time to someone I don't know. But that struggle and that that moving forward, right, I think I have finally decided that's pretty important for me to work on. And I think that maybe it's important for us to work on as a much bigger group. Maybe some of you already do a good job at that. I'm very proud of you. It's good. I will learn from you. But I thought for a long time that it didn't matter, that I could just say, it's none of your business. Nope, I'm just going to sleep in on Sunday. We can meet afterwards. I thought that was totally innocent and there was nothing wrong with that. And I think recently I have come to that place of like, maybe this is a problem that I need to work on, and maybe it's a problem that people aren't identifying as a problem. Maybe I can help with that. Okay, and so then every discovery like this should lead to a how, right? How do we get better at that? I don't really know. I always want to be able to come up here and say, here's the problem, and here's our solution. I don't really have a solution other than I have now, like friends at work, I have successfully said, I'm going to church on Sunday. Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, if it's not for you, then that's awesome, and I hope to get there someday, but that's still a big deal for me. People that I don't know well saying, yes, I'm going to church, and not immediately following it with a, but just so you know, it's a Unitarian church, and I'm singing, and there's no God stuff, and like, so I think really the struggle for me is being able to say, yes, that's where I'm going, without the immediate qualification to separate myself from all of those other churchgoers, because a lot of people I really like and respect are those other churchgoers. I shouldn't have a problem with them. Unitarians have kind of a history and a problem with considering ourselves a liberal elite and saying we are so enlightened that we let everyone believe whatever they want, and don't you wish you were like us? kind of a known thing. And so I think this is one part of that. This is one part of saying, like, it's okay that you are a different religion, and I respect you just as much as if you were a Unitarian. That shouldn't be, like, a surprising revelation, right? But it kind of is. And we've done a lot of good work as a nation, as a religious community, as a fellowship, working on things like racial justice and LGBTQ issues. And I think that this one just hasn't necessarily maybe been identified as a problem. But I do think it is a problem, right? We need to not believe we're above anyone else, right? That's that, wait, here I go. Inherent worth and dignity of every person. Goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. We need to do better.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes for comments, questions.
Hi, Katie.
Thank you very much. This is a very timely topic, and I just wanted to comment on how our kids are really bringing this up in our faces. Jane is 12 and has been coming to WOOF since she was not quite 2. And when she was about 4 or 5, she told me that she was Christian. And like a good UU, I said something like, "Wow, that's interesting. Tell me about that." And she said, "Mommy, why is there blood flowing out of both of your ears?" But it turned out that what she meant was she had found out that her friends were Christian, and she is like her friends in every way she can name. So she must be Christian too, whatever that means. And that's what she meant by it when she was 4 or 5. And by the time she was about Max's age, she was saying, okay, they're Christian and I'm not. And she had more of a sense of what that meant. And she was, by that age, a harder atheist than I have ever been. I've kind of created a monster. Not that she's hateful, but boy, is she sure. But I keep telling her, you know, you'll go through various phases and, you know, you'll... But anyway, it's just, you can't avoid the subject of religious identity if you're raising a kid in school, because she goes to church, her friends go to church, and she has to have repeated conversations about what that means. Because people make, I mean, I think we'll, a big part of the discomfort is we don't want to miscommunicate, and... We live in a majority Christian culture, and if you say church, people do assume, they might not assume that you go to a Bible-beating evangelical church, but they do assume some things that aren't true, and it's not their fault that they assume them, and you sort of feel like you're fooling them almost if you don't put that asterisk in there, but then you also feel like a jerk if you make this big long speech about what it means and what it doesn't mean, because they weren't asking to be educated. So, but the kids who grow up UU probably have a lot more to say about this, because grown-ups have realized, oh, it's not polite to probe in this topic, and if it's going to get complicated, let's just talk about the weather. But kids will ask and press it and say, wait, you go to church, but you don't believe in God? What? And they really want an explanation. So the kids are having trial by fire with this whole issue.
And it's interesting, because I did grow up in the Unitarian Church, and I kind of remember being more okay saying, oh, I'm a Unitarian, and yeah, I go to church on Sundays, when I was little. And then somewhere along the line, it like got really way more uncomfortable, and I didn't want to say it so much, and then I stopped saying it at all, and I'm trying to, like, reverse back from that. But yeah, Max is way more okay saying, yep, I'm going to church on Sunday. I like it. I get to light candles. There's cookies, you know.
I'm Natalie. Thank you, Katie. You made me question whether I've been inauthentic all these years, or whether I've been deluding myself all these years.
Right.
Because I was going to say much of what Kim said at the end, which was, you know, it feels inauthentic to me to say I go to church. I mean, I'm Jewish, and I'm not religiously Jewish, but I'm not Christian. And that's what people think when you say you go to church.
Right.
And one of the reasons that I came to WUF instead of First Church initially when I moved to Portland is because it's a fellowship. It's
yeah,
not a church.
It's less churchy. Yeah,
less
I
churchy.
Totally get that. That's why yeah. I'm here too.
I thank you very much for your piece today. What went through my mind as you were speaking, I was also raised in Unitarian Church, second generation. I would not speak about going to church as I was growing up because my friends who were Lutherans, Methodists, Catholics regarded Unitarian, what's that? That's not a real church.
Right.
And I was always, they were always trying to convert me. And it was very odd to be in second grade while they're talking about their study of Jesus. I'm talking about I'm learning the animal kingdoms and we're doing archaeology and I learned evolution better in the Unitarian Church than I did in my own school program, actually. As you were speaking, it reminded me of the old bumper sticker from the Reagan years. The moral majority is neither. But what they are is they're outspoken.
Right.
And I realized as you were talking, by my being subtle about my Sunday morning activities, I'm not balancing those who are outspoken.
And that's, I think, my struggle, too, is, like, if I do want people to be more comfortable coming to places like the Unitarian Church or Fellowship or, you know, Big Room, then it's part of my job to make it apparent that it exists. And, like, normal people are here. Well, normal, I don't know. People are here. I'm here, and maybe that's, maybe, you know. It's a tricky balance. Like, I don't necessarily want to represent I am a Christian church, but I do feel the need now to say, like, to balance that exactly. It's.
Thank you very much. This was terrific. Forgive me for putting a shameless plug in for the humanist group where we've been exploring these topics for about 3 years. I'll leave you with two quotes that have resonance. One is a bumper sticker I saw in my first Sunday here in this parking lot, which was militant agnostic, I don't know and you don't either. And the other is a quote from Richard Dawkins, which speaks to this discomfort. Someone asked him once about spirituality, and he said, spirituality is a dangerous word because it opens you up for being misunderstood by people who are only too happy to misunderstand you for their own reasons. And that's what we explore.
Thank you. Opportunity to thank the Humanist Group for coming up with all the money they've raised across the country to put a statue of Clarence Darrow in Dayton, Tennessee, opposite William Jennings Bryan.
Thank you, Katie. Our time is up.